When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How you doing, y'all? Welcome to Nappy and G. Wow. We've got a crazy podcast for you today.
Ooh.
All right, let's get into it.
All right. Oh shit. That was very quick.
Was that?
That was a comeback and you just go, "Oh, we have a crazy podcast."
That's what
podcast,
we do. No, we always play the sound after like one
give, like a little bit.
Was I supposed to?
No, you didn't have to. I was just saying that usually sometimes maybe.
What do I say?
I don't know.
I don't think I do
the
that.
Final countdown.
Oh, you're making me sad.
Oh, am I?
Hey. You're making me sad.
I mean, it's maybe a little bit of sad day.
I know it is. It is. It's I don't even know how to even put the words together, to be honest.
You don't know the sentence structure?
No, not a fan of the sentence structure.
Oh.
Is it a vocab thing? I don't think so. It's a summertime sadness thing.
It's not summertime.
No, it's not.
Wintertime. So it's normal sadness because
it's regular sadness.
Yes, winter isn't normal sadness time.
I feel like I'm more sad in the winter.
I love I love gloom though.
No,
I love gloom.
I can't.
I love the gloom.
I can't.
You know, I go outside and I'm like, fuck, there's no sun.
No,
that's dope.
No, you don't.
I do. I really do.
You said that today? The last 3 days have been overcast.
No, and I liked it.
You were fucking with it?
Although the other day I had to walk to work like from my parking structure and it was raining and like I was like, well, I fucked up without an umbrella.
No, I do some weird shit here with the rain. Like if it rains, I go out there.
What do you do?
I smile.
You smile. You're like, rain, I'm
no,
smiling.
I swear to God.
Hello, rain.
I was driving the other day with the rain, and I'm like that guy that like put the windows down.
No, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
You got to be that guy in Arizona.
No, that's what I'm saying. We don't see it very often, so when it happens, I do a little bit of a smile, and, you know, I let the people know. Okay, let's, I guess, jump into this. So long story short, right?
Yeah,
that's the way we like to see it.
Just quick band-aid.
No, no. I don't like doing that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do it in a way where, like, you know, it's like kind of breaking up with a girl.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it kind of feels. It's like
who's the girl?
Like the listeners.
No, that's what I'm saying. Are they breaking up with us or
no?
Oh, we're about to break up with them.
Well, you gave it away, but.
I apologize.
No.
I feel like you gotta be straightforward with it, right? You gotta be like, yo, just so you know, I'm dumping your ass.
No.
No?
I don't think that's how I do it.
Oh, how do you do it? You said you're the best at
breaking up. I was gonna say, this is like usually my forte.
Okay, explain it to me.
I'll kind of do it like I did my girlfriend in high school. I sat her down on the bench outside of school. It was like 3 o'clock. Most of the school was there, which was probably a really bad setting.
Oh, you said this before.
It was a really bad setting to do it. But it's kind of a similar vibe. It's like there's a crowd here.
And they're listening.
And they're listening. And we're telling them what we're about to tell them, which is, unfortunately, the Nappy and Jay podcast will be taking a hiatus.
We already took a hiatus, though.
Well, a hiatus of a different kind. It's kind of like, you know, I'll see you when I see you kind of hiatus.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's no return date.
There's no, right, we didn't set a return date. It's kind of one of those things where, this is perfect. I'm working on myself.
Yes!
Yeah,
this is,
I'm working on myself.
That's exactly what I say when
yes,
I break up with girls.
That's what I'm saying. So we're telling them, we're working on ourselves.
100%.
That's really what's happening. So after our little break, Jay and I came to a decision. And essentially, not that we don't want to sit here and provide you guys wonderful content for your ears, but we've decided that our personal ventures in the world are currently taking on a larger burden.
Yes. There you
right?
go.
That's a good way to put it. And yeah, so sadly, like I said, we're going to be taking a hiatus.
Damn, you're pretty good at this.
It wasn't bad, right?
You actually are. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, if I was broken up with IU, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, did I win here?
No. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was good.
Here's the thing. If you're going to break with somebody, you got to take the onus. You know what
I mean?
You're just like, it's me,
not you.
It's not you. Right. It's not you, it's me.
Dude, girls hate that, to be honest. My ex did not like that to hear that from me.
Well, because the fact of the matter is, you know, I think any ending is going to be very difficult, I think, for anyone, right? How do you react to that emotionally? It's very difficult. I had a couple different stages. There was grief. Then there was like, you know, I don't even know, acceptance of what happens or what is going to happen. And then there was kind of just like, it was like kind of like a deep breath, like, okay, decision, we've moved on and we're looking forward.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, I feel like there was a lot of different things that happened with me, but...
Jesus Christ.
I feel like, I guess we should talk about, like, the positives moving forward, right?
Right. Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay. So, I mean, okay, if we're going to be fucking real, right? You know, again, I think Jay and I wanted to focus more on personal ventures, and we wanted to try to grow our own things. And honestly, to be quite frank, I'll just be real. A lot of things that are happening for my social media, the coaching stuff that I have, has really taken off this last couple months and into this year. So it really, I think it just became one of those things where there's so many things that we're doing at once, and I just, you know, in some ways we had to make a choice of, you know, what we wanted to focus on in our lives.
And like go full in on it. Yes. Like, which, yeah, no, makes complete sense. I think that like for me, I think that it's also like this situation like almost like pushes me to like try to like also do something myself. Which I am. I'm creating a podcast.
It's gonna be
Jay's Peculiar Mind. So
let's fucking go. It's not over.
It's not
just
over.
Like, it's like when Breaking Bad ended and they brought what was that one? Saul.
Oh yes.
Something called Saul.
Something called Saul. This is something.
That's not the name of it.
The thing is that I am an attorney and Saul is an attorney.
No, I know. What's the title of it?
Oh.
Don't Call Saul.
Someone call Saul.
I don't know. Like anybody. Someone call this guy.
Call Saul.
Yes.
Or call Jay.
Call Jay.
Or, you know what? Jay's Peculiar Mind.
Ooh.
I'm starting a podcast. It's going to be interview-based podcast, so I'm going to have new people on all the time. Maybe some returners. I actually just conversated with my first ex, and she has agreed to be on the podcast. So that will be happening coming up. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to tune in for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a little wild.
If anybody wants to fucking help and make moves with your boy, fucking help him out, bro.
Yeah. Come through. It's about to be sick. But yeah, no, it's coming out May 1st, which is my birthday. We're going to do some dope shit. So, also the Instagram account, the Nabby and Jay Instagram account, will now be Jay's Peculiar Mind. So, yeah, you might see some different type of content on there moving forward. I'm gonna do a weekly dance for the people.
Oh,
so you guys will see that. Enjoy that.
Are you gonna be like reels?
Because I think that like I'm better than Charli D'Amelio.
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ!
I felt like I could compete in the world of dancing.
I feel like she's good.
I know, but I'm better.
I feel like I feel like you are better. I feel like people have never really seen you dance, and they need to see that.
I think it is what people have been asking for. Honestly, I've been getting a lot of DMs about it lately, and like they're just like, "Yo, Jay, when are you gonna dance and shit like that?" But yo, I posted the Instagram post of the year, and it was like a bunch of kids. Bro, this one girl, she said some sus shit to me.
Wait, about your pictures. Post.
So the pictures were me when I was 4 years old, right? Okay? Or even younger. And the girl like message, she said, "I feel like these thirst traps are just for me, and I'm not mad about it." And I was like,
"That's kind of suspect."
That's what I was saying.
I was like, "Yo, this motherfucker's four."
That's what I was saying, bro. I was weirded out. She always hits me up to like ask me to voice note her something because she says she like gets off to my voice and shit. I'm like, dude,
she's one of those. Dude, fuck. She definitely has jerked off to a couple of podcast videos.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
I had a situation like that too. Who is that one? 21, 22?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she used to just watch the videos full sound.
Yeah, well, now they're not going to be able to get them. Well, you know what? On the Nabby and Jay Instagram, the TikToks and the Reels, they'll be up there if you need to masturbate.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. It's really just fat material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's our fap history.
So you're welcome for that.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm just follow me on Instagram or fucking TikTok. I don't think I'm really going to be
doing
that.
And then the coaching.
Shit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the coaching's really good. If you're down for that. Honestly, I have had a couple people from the podcast actually reach out. So, yeah, keep fucking doing that. Yeah, and just follow me on Confidence Chris. I'm doing the shit I'm already doing.
Yes, yes.
Should we give them a little bit of a recap on our lives?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like we left some things open.
Yes.
Do you know what they were?
I know, I feel like a little bit mine. I just broke up with the girl the last time we talked.
Oh, that's right.
So
how have you been post-breakup?
Okay, so it's been a up and down road. I promised myself that I wasn't going to talk to girls anymore, like date girls.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like I talk to girls, but I like have like canceled many dates because like once it gets to that point with these girls, I feel like
okay, but like, why? How do you ask for a date if it's you're just?
It's
friends?
Not a date. It's a hangout. Like let's hang out. Like
what?
I feel like there's pressure that builds. Pressure builds after talking to somebody for a little bit. And it's like, yo, maybe we should hang out now.
Did you see that Steve Harvey video where he talks about Steve Harvey came out and was like, I will not be friends with someone of the opposite sex.
Yes, yes.
And like people are like, yeah, this is true. I'm like, bro, this is low-key a little crazy. I feel like that's weird.
Yeah, unless she's... I was about to say something.
You're wild.
I was about to say something. Bro, you had a video that you kind of basically said. You said talk to girls like they're ugly chicks.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about if you're going to hit on them.
Oh, yes, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Why do you talk to ugly chicks like they're friends? Because
it's more friend vibe.
Exactly. That's my point. So,
well, listen, it was a joke. First off, now it looks like this is.
Oh, no. You didn't say that. You didn't say it in like a mean way.
No.
But honestly, it's like to me, it's like anybody takes offense of that doesn't understand like how it feels like to talk to a girl when you find them attractive. It is probably good to look at them like you don't find them attractive.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like they feel the same way. Like if a girl's like, yo, this guy's not that hot, they're gonna be thinking the same thing. It's gonna be like, this is way easier to talk to.
Yo, you want to know something sus?
Uh-oh.
Emily told me that she was like, she felt that way about your brother.
She called him hot.
She felt uncomfortable. She's like, I can't like talk to him because he's so attractive.
Yeah, she's got a weird thing for my brother. She always like hits me up. She's like, can you put him on your story?
I feel like a lot of girls do. Dude, when he came on the podcast, a lot of girls are like, we need more Rob. Like, he's sexy.
No,
like,
he is.
A lot of girls fucking fuck with Rob.
I got fucked. No. Honestly, I was thinking about it. Even when I was home, I just went home for Christmas break. And I was just like, man, you know, he really, you know, it sucks when you're the uglier brother.
Yeah.
It really does.
Honestly,
are you the uglier the brother?
100%. My brother,
he's
like,
kind of hot.
My whole life, he's been hot. He's always like had like muscles. I mean, he's a personal trainer, owns a gym.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's pretty hard.
But we got the brains.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. The older sibling, no offense, they're usually the stupidest.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Maybe. The oldest is always stupidest.
I think the oldest is the dumbest.
There's girls that I know that are old and they're kind of smart.
Okay, but the oldest sister or the youngest? We're talking about the sibling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The oldest sister.
I don't know if I believe that.
Dude,
is the younger one smarter, though? They could be smart, but is the younger one smarter? You don't know the younger sister.
I don't. Well, okay. I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
My first ex, she is the oldest sibling.
Is she smarter?
Her youngest is not, like, her youngest is on some fucking bad baby shit right now.
Oh.
And, like.
Wait, how much older?
Like, I'm 10 years.
They're a 10-year difference?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, that's hard to tell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's so different.
I mean.
I feel, okay, it has to be siblings that are, like, close.
Okay, her middle sister is, like, going to med school.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
So, okay.
This is what I'm talking about.
Okay, okay.
I think this is what happens. The older person, they have to go through life alone. They don't have an older sibling to look up to.
That's true.
And the thing is, usually the older sibling is the one that, A, the parents are the youngest, so you're also the first trial.
The parents don't know what they're doing.
And then, yeah, on top of that, they make all the mistakes, and then as the younger sibling, you see them fuck up a bunch, and you're just like, I'm not going to be like that.
Dude, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. I feel you just end up smarter.
100%. Bro, we're talking about smart people, and what I'm realizing, what I was talking to, I think Emily about this too, the past week, is like it was somebody else, but I realized that all these girls that, like, for some reason I'm communicating with are all smart as fuck, and they're doing crazy shit. Like, one's an economist, the other's getting a master's in social work, like, another's, like, fucking going to med school. Like, I just don't understand why I get so lucky talking to such brilliant people.
That's pretty amazing. I'll say this. You know what it is? I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm going to say, you know, women in my mind, like, they, for some reason, are more successful than men. No,
what does that mean?
No, because here's the thing. Here's what I'm realizing. They don't have any attachment to their career. Women don't necessarily have this giant attachment to their purpose like a man does.
Yeah.
So I feel like in some ways, they just go through the motions, and next thing you know, they're just fucking, they're in a crazy ass career, and they're just crushing it.
But
whereas a guy is too attached, and he's like too focused and flustered on it. Does that make sense? So probably not. Does that make sense?
I don't think that's legitimate, though.
Probably not.
Because, like, if you think about it, like, there are very successful, like, hyper-successful men still. Like, so it's
no,
not
there
like,
are. You're
it's
right.
Not like women are just like...
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I feel like there's
about,
a lot of girls who aren't successful that
I know. Oh, 100%. But okay,
I feel like I'm just saying that I get lucky with these girls I'm talking to. That's all I was. That's
okay.
The point I was
on average, though, think of all the girls you know, and then all the guys you know.
That's true.
Average them out, like
that's actually true.
Is it true?
I feel like, but
I don't know.
Again, I don't know if I just surround myself with very fucking intelligent girls. And maybe scumbag guys.
Right? That's weird. That's insane. Whenever I hear of a guy, he's like, yeah, he's living in his house. Or he's, you know what I mean? He's doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, the girl always has this like basic job that she doesn't care about. But for some reason, she's like a VP.
I feel like you're also like hearing a lot from like relationships from girls. Where
I
they're
do.
Like, yo, my bum ass boyfriend that I'm in love with.
No, but it's not even that. It's like most of the girls that I coach, it's literally the same exact story. I'm super successful.
Yeah.
I've got all of my shit together.
Yeah.
Like, I've got my job. I just want a guy to literally love me back.
Yeah. And guess what?
That's what I'm saying. But think about it. They can't find a guy to love them, right? What
and
is their
we
purpose?
Can't be fucking successful.
And we can't be successful.
Fuck us, dude.
Because it's an attachment thing.
Oh.
We're too attached to the idea of it.
And that's what's holding us back.
Yes. It's the truth. Does that make sense? Because they're so attached to the idea of being in a commitment, which is why they struggle to find commitment. Because they put so much pressure on themselves to be in it.
Mm.
And men put so much pressure on themselves to be something in life and sometimes don't make it because they're just putting all this pressure on themselves to do something crazy. Does that make sense?
I've been thinking, though, a lot about the reason.
Maybe I made that up.
No. I think I've been thinking a lot about the reason why, like people don't find success. Mm. Because, like, I don't know. So... When this like podcast, like when we decided to end the podcast or whatever, I fucked up. I'm gonna be honest.
What's that mean?
I that day I went and like fucked my ex.
What?
And like I was very upset.
What does this have to do with success?
No, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. So I fucked up. I did that. she was okay with it. Like, she's completely fine. Like, she actually was already seeing somebody else, so it didn't really, I don't think, affect her that much.
Okay. That I don't know how that
100%.
That, there's no validity to that statement.
Trust me,
at all.
It's good. She's good.
No.
She's doing great.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness anyways, gracious.
Anyways, the thing, I was very disappointed in myself because the whole reason I broke up with her is because, again, I wanted to be uncomfortable. And I felt like at that time I was really doing a lot to make myself uncomfortable. I like started doing stand-up comedy. I was working out every day. Like, I started going on long ass walks. Like, I was just putting myself out there to be uncomfortable and better myself. I wouldn't like go on dates with girls, like things like that, that I would have done in the past. And then as soon as I felt like almost like my purpose had like crumbled in a way, or like uncomfortable. I was getting very uncomfortable of like what my path looked like moving forward.
Yeah.
I went back to like comfort, and and the next day I was like, damn, bro, I literally am a weak person. Like I went back to what I like just because I was uncomfortable. But in order for me to be satisfied with who I am, and in order for me to just like look at myself and be proud of who I am, I have to always consistently, no matter what, even in my worst times, embrace that discomfort and grow from it. And that's the way to succeed. And the problem is, again, everybody is like obsessed with like this comfort in the moment, but they're not going to be satisfied the rest of their lives, because it's really you versus you. And if you're not beating yourself, then you're not ever going to win.
That's very well said. I've been thinking about that a lot too. I mean, just in similar ways of, bro, if someone rejects me, if someone doesn't give me their time, if a business venture doesn't work out, if literally anything, honestly, it could be anything. If somebody rubs me the wrong way and I get into a mood because of it, I remind myself that I need to validate myself.
Mm-hmm.
I need to validate my own being and say, no, you're going to be fine. You're going to be cool. There was a moment when I was in New York where, I would say the last like couple weeks. So I guess a little bit of a recap as well for my shit. I don't know what happened on the last podcast. Where were we with,
there was like
Canada girl, right?
Yeah.
She was done.
Yeah.
She was done.
Yeah. At the time she was done. Yeah.
So after that moment, I haven't really been with many people. I think it has been like one or two. But yeah, then like lately the last like 2-3 weeks, I've had these little like moments where like, I thought I was going to hook up with some chick and then I just didn't.
Yeah.
And then they keep falling through, and I had like 3 or 4 fall through. And then, you know, it's very easy to, in that moment, like almost look at yourself and think, oh, what the fuck is wrong with you? Or, oh, maybe you're not that dope or whatever, right? You question yourself because these things aren't working out. But in those moments, it's really important to stop yourself and say, why am I feeling this anxiety? I'm feeling this anxiety because I'm feeling invalidated by the fact that I'm not getting external validation. I'm not getting external validation from the women around me or whatever it is. And yeah, it's just like kind of like in those moments, just like I could feel the anxiety potentially coming on, and I remind myself, no, be patient. These things will work out for you. You just don't know what it is. It really is just uncertainty. And I think maybe that's what you were kind of feeling in some ways too, right? It's like, you know, with the podcast, like kind of going away, it's like, all right, what's my path? It's uncertain, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know where my end goal really lies anymore.
And it's not only uncertainty. I think that the other thing is too, I have so much self-doubt in who I am that it forces me to put myself out there and either confirm the doubt that I had was correct or find out it's wrong. And I guess like I haven't put myself in a position to really find out whether or not like that doubt I have in myself about, I don't know,
being, who you are.
Well, not only who I am, but more about whether people will fuck with me.
Well, why does that matter? That's my point.
What
does that matter?
Fuck with me in a way of like being able to, again, be like for example, the podcast. Like,
yeah.
I want to be successful at like this,
yeah.
Right? And like if I don't become successful at this, that's because like, again, I The thing is that I'm coming to a point where I shouldn't give a fuck about that. I understand that. But I feel like still in my heart, I do give a fuck about whether or not my podcast becomes successful or not, right? But the thing that scares me is, like, I don't know if people will fuck with me enough to even give me a chance to listen to my podcast. You know what I mean? Well, or fuck with me. And I don't know that until I put myself out there. I don't know. Like, for example, the stand-up comedy thing, like, bro, that caused me, actually, when I was doing it, caused me doubt and, like, questioning if I was even funny enough to do that shit. Because, like, when you do stand-up in the beginning, like, you suck. Like, I suck terribly. I'm terrible at this shit. So, but, like, and it makes me think to myself, damn, am I not funny? Damn, like, I suck maybe at this. Maybe I'm not, like, entertaining to people. Maybe, like, I don't have value in that way that I think I have value. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just confirms, I guess, those doubts inside me when I go and I bomb a set. But, like, the thing that I was talking about is that it's me versus me at the end of the day is that, like, I'm just trying to beat myself from the day before. So, yeah, I might have sucked and, like, people might never like the shit I put out, but am I every day growing as a person? Am I getting better? Am I seeing my own results? That should be the only thing that I'm looking for in life. And I'm trying to get there, but, like, every day it is a struggle. Like, I do doubt myself so much. I mean, these past few weeks since we, like, stopped the podcast, like, thinking about, like, the new podcast I was doing, like, I have doubts every day about, like, whether or not I'm going to be able to, like, pull this off, whether or not people are going to even fucking care to listen. And, like, it fucks me up. And Emily hears it sometimes because I'm just like, dude, I'm just like, I'm depressed. I'm sad. I don't know if, like, I can make this magic happen by myself. Because, again, I think I use you as a crutch in a way that, like, or just anybody, if you do a joint venture, you're crutching on somebody at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not, like, just taking the full.
It's not fully
risk.
Your thing.
Yes. 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 And now I don't have that crutch, I guess. So it's just scary. And again, it's like, damn, maybe people don't really fuck with me. I don't know yet, though, because I haven't tried.
Yeah. Well, I'll say a couple things. Number one, self-doubt is a great thing to have. It means that you actually truly care about the thing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. I feel like you got to be just honestly comfortable with that. And honestly, it's about overcoming that self-doubt. And I don't want you to, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you got to put the onus of success, not so much. You're putting it too much on the results.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I think the issue is good things will happen to you. If you want something to happen in life, it's going to happen. You could create whatever you want in life. You have to believe that you can do it. If you feel that in your mind, right, that you're confirming this self-doubt, all you're saying out loud is you're manifesting fear. And what happens when we have fear? It becomes our physical reality.
Mm.
It's going to manifest because you feel that way. Oh, I'm going to bomb this set. You're going to bomb that set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? You're going to bomb that set. Of course, you're saying, like, all right, you got to be real, right? If I didn't do that good, I got to improve.
Yeah.
But everything you do, everything we do as people, and I was thinking, I said this the other day, it's like, yo, they're going to have shit in it. You're going to bomb. You're going to have fuck ups. Not everything is going to be good, but like you said, every single time you go up there, you get better. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like anything in life, right? You're saying you suck at it. You're not good, but you, bro, you haven't even started.
No, exactly. I mean, that's the big thing is that, like, the one good thing that I guess I have too is to look back on is, like, look at the podcast. Like,
yeah,
we sucked.
Yeah.
And now I don't think we suck anymore. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that, like, 10 more years of podcasting, I'm going to look back at this time and be like, we fucking sucked. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
So
that's what I'm saying. 10 more years of doing that, that's way different. You know what I mean? And that's the reality is we all want it to happen so fast.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
We want to have the natural talent to be able to, like, succeed so quickly.
Yep. And I don't, but the thing is, like, maybe it is talent, but to me, I think that's a misconception. And you think
it's luck for people?
So, for instance, I was reading this book and it talks about, like, the biography of Albert Einstein, and they're talking about how everybody considers Einstein this fucking genius. Mm-hmm. But in reality, homie was studying relativity before he came to that conclusion of whatever it was he did. I think it was relativity.
Yeah.
He studied for 10 to 12 fucking years before that exact problem.
Yeah.
It was, he was reading that stuff at the age of like 18, 20, and I think it was like in his late 30s when he fucking discovered that.
Yeah.
And people were just like, you know, you just automatically think like, oh, he was just a genius, right? It's like, dude, and the point of this book was no one's a genius.
Yeah.
Everybody that did something great in the world did it because they did it a fucking lot.
Yeah.
You don't just fucking come out the womb and just amazing at, yes, you could have more talent where it does make it easier for you to do, but it doesn't take away the fact that you still have to put the time and the effort in. And people see it as that. People are going to see it as an overnight success. People are going to see it as genius, but they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, to be honest.
No,
they really don't.
And I think I agree with that, especially when it comes to like stand up at least, because I mean, there's people that are doing it with me that have been doing it 10 years, and I feel like sometimes I got more laughs than them. So, like,
I believe that.
So, it's just like,
no, so there is talent. Yeah. I agree. I agree with what you're saying. Like, I do think that there is, like,
but I still, I suck, and I feel like I have some talent at it.
Yeah.
So, that's my point. I'm still trash right now. Yeah. But, like, it's again, it's me, first of all, getting comfortable. Like, we weren't comfortable to get on a microphone and talk. Getting up in front of a stage of people and then trying to talk and make them laugh. Like that shit is not comfortable. And I will get comfortable so my goal this year is to do 150 sets. And I'm gonna be able to do that. So like I'm trying to do at least three a week. That's kind of goal. So 150 sets is kind of the new goal that I'm setting next year.
At the end of the day, those reps are going to go insanely far. Yeah. You're going to know shit that you had not known before. You're going to be a wizard. Like by the end of the year, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to look so fucking different. And I think that's, I mean, to anybody and anything in life, I think that's really what it comes down to. It really is just T&E. It's fucking time and effort.
Yeah.
That's it. You know? And yes, like, again, there's some degree of talent, but to me, I honestly almost don't really believe in luck that much. Yes. There's times where, you know, again, you get a good beat or something, but in reality, it will never sustain unless you are really in love with the thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
You literally just need to be that. And honestly, that's the thing is like, so one thing I actually teach my coachees about self-worth is, to increase your self-worth, it actually is just little increments of action towards your purpose. And the big, like, thing I tell every single person that does my course and does that specific exercise is it's not going to happen from somebody else. There's no outside circumstance in your life that is going to change your life. You have to be the one that takes those actions and takes those chances. But what it is little actions, just taking risk and actions towards your purpose is the long-term solution to self-worth. So if you don't feel like you're worthy or you deserve a lot, the reason is because you need to just put in more little actions. And if you think about it, let's say you have a vision for what it is you want to do and you start doing little actions towards those things. A, you feel good in the moment, right? Yeah. Hey, I did something good, right? That healthy meal, that gym, that fucking comedy rep, right? Me going and doing that. You probably feel super fucking good when you come off that stage.
Well, that's the thing is that like, I mean, in the past, like, it was crazy because I was looking at it and it was like a month and a half. This was before like the podcast ended, but like in that month and a half, I was like, holy fuck. It already feels like I've been doing like this shit all for like 6 months now.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing so much more in my life. I'm like, instead of just like living my life to live it, I was just going out and attacking life. And I feel like that's what gave me purpose. That made me wake up every day and like, dude, just going on a walk, it feels like my eyes almost opened.
Yep.
Like I feel like my eyes have opened in a way.
Well, there you go. And this is literally to my point is, if you have low self-worth, the long-term solution is little actions. Because at the end of the day, think about it, all those little actions added up over the time.
Yeah.
You could create whatever you want in your life.
Yeah.
So not only is it good for you in the short term because you feel good because you're doing something towards your purpose, but also in the long term, you'll end up creating your vision sooner or later and you will feel fulfilled. You will feel like each step of the way, you will feel like you deserve more, right? There will come a time where you won't get on a stage unless you're getting fucking paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the problem is a lot of people, we don't see the end or whatever, but at the end of the day, there's only one option. And the option is you got to take risks. And you got to take action.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else you could do in your life. Sitting there, talking about it, procrastinating, whatever it is, that doesn't help your self-worth. That doesn't help your life in any way, right?
I was doing that for like 2 years. You know, I said for 2 years, I want to do stand-up. I said I wanted to start a podcast. I did all that. And now I'm doing it. I said I wanted to work out. Now I'm doing it.
Yes.
Like, and I feel like, yes, I feel like I see comfort in girls throughout the past 10 years of my life. I've literally, there hasn't been a full year where I've been single in the past 10 years of my life. And I feel like that is the thing that at least gave me some motivation to go out and achieve these things, because I don't have that comfort of knowing somebody's just going to be there for me no matter what I am or become.
And that's a tough one too. And I think that goes back down to the external validation thing, right? In some ways.
Yeah, I know. It literally is. It's the external validation. Like, well, okay, this is how I view it, is that like, at the core, human beings a lot of times are looking for a mate. Like, that is like a goal for a lot of people, right? And maybe even if it's a subconscious goal or a biological goal, it's a goal, right? And if you feel like you have that mate, you lose the, I guess, the external drive to become a better person in a way.
Yeah. Well, I think...
unless you feel like that mate is
pushing you.
Yes.
They got to be on that same energy, right? Exactly. They got to be way on that same energy. And I honestly, it's a good point that you make to that, because, you know, something that I've been struggling with is the fact that, like, I haven't had a mate. I haven't had a person that I've been in the trenches with like that. But honestly, the only really time that I dated somebody was, and like officially, like, is probably, my ex that lived with me for a little bit. And to be honest, that was one of the most successful times I had on TikTok, but also because she's a hustler.
Yeah.
Right. And like, you need that energy. If that is my, that's what I'm saying. If that's my energy, I'm not going to be with a girl that isn't on that vibe. Like, that's really what I'm looking for at the end of the day, is some girl that's just on her shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
On her fucking shit. Because that's, that, I think to your point, it's the only way that it forced you to grow, because it's not going to push you if you're dating somebody where you feel like it is just comfort to you.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Only, yeah. And I, so it's fucked up, and this sounds fucked up in a way, but like, in the girls that I've dated for a long time, I felt like I valued my own opinion a lot of times over theirs. Just because I felt like, not because I think that they are dumb or anything like that, but just because, again, I didn't necessarily view it. And it's not, again, I don't know. It's fucked up to, I guess, say, but like, that's, I think, really what I was feeling. I didn't feel like what they would say or try to push me, like, they were on my level at the same time. And it's weird.
I'll say this. So I think what you're really trying to say, and I think a lot of people struggle with this, is they didn't fully understand you.
Yeah.
They didn't fully see you. They didn't really fully understand who you are and really your full depth. And
I feel like they just didn't necessarily have it either.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like they're not on your level in that way. But we don't, I think level is a bad word.
That's why it's hard to say. And like, to say that I didn't value their opinion is like, also sounds terrible. It's hard for me to explain the phenomenon that I was going through with them.
I mean, I think a lot of people feel this way, where their personality is deeper, their intelligence is deeper, their motivation for life is just different, right? Maybe, but that's why I said, it's not necessarily like, I think we want to stay away from the word better or different level. I think what we're really trying to say is just a different perspective on life, a different perception of what is good, what is bad, your idea of what you want.
Yes.
I don't think they were necessarily aligned to those goals that you had. And how could they push you if they don't understand where you're going and what you're doing? And they don't understand because it's not them either, right?
Yeah,
if they're not on that, if they're not on that same path, right? If I'm dating a girl and she's not on the gym grind, she's just not on the gym grind.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean her grind is different or is worse than mine because she's not going to gym. I'm not gonna say you're a worse person because you don't go to the gym.
No, it's
that's
just
weird
different as shit.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, at the end of the day, you could do whatever the fuck you want in this life. But to your point, it's like, you know, you had certain, I think, ideas of where you wanted to go in your life, where you're going to be, and I don't think that they were on that same vibe, I guess, to say at the minimum.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like I'm looking for that. But yes, I think what you're saying is don't settle for somebody that you don't feel that motivation from. You know what I mean? Don't settle for something like that, because to be honest, what's going to happen too is,
I mean, I stayed in ten years. I've been in a relationship with that. With that feeling. And that's like, I told somebody the other day, I said, like, at this time in my life, for real, the next person I'm dating, like, I'm going into it thinking this girl that I'm going to marry.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel that way now too, where it's like, it's marriage or bust.
Yeah.
You know, it's if it's not, that's the thing. Of course we want to say that as if we're going to marry her.
Yeah.
But I think in reality, it means just we're going to make sure that this person that we select or that we do give the time of day to is somebody that we truly cherish and value on the same level as us and or more.
Yeah. No, like the other big thing for me too is that like I'm just like I'm scared out here because like I don't want to raise my like body count too high and then people calling me a slut and like judge me, you know. So
yeah, that's tough.
I have to be very, that's why I fucked my ex instead of fucking somebody new.
Classic.
Just so that like
every girl says this.
Just so that the body count wouldn't raise.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, people are so judgmental nowadays.
They are. Honestly, I don't give a fuck about people's judgments. I really can care fucking less. Honestly.
I just don't want people calling me a slut. Dude, this girl today told me, she's like, why don't you just be a slut? And I was like, because I'm very self-conscious about my body count.
Oh, I mean, I think that's the problem, or maybe not the problem, is I think for, you know, we're talking about wanting that girl. I think the only other issue is if I do get like a girl that, you know, isn't it, the problem is the comfort of sex.
Yes.
Sex is like kind of one of those things that becomes pretty important sometimes because 100%. I will say, so I haven't fucked in the last like couple weeks.
Yeah, I saw a picture of your bathroom with a fleshlight.
Oh, the jerk off tool?
It's a fleshlight. Yeah,
Hustler sent it to me.
What do you mean it's a jerk off tool?
I don't know. It's not a fleshlight.
What the fuck is a, what's the difference of a, what is a
fleshlight is like,
what's a jerk off tool?
I don't really know. Oh, that's called...
What do you mean? You using it?
Yeah, I know, but they just send it to me. I don't know what it is.
What does it feel like?
Amazing.
It feels like a vagina or better?
Definitely better.
Oh.
No. Honestly, a little different, obviously. It's fucking rubber.
But nice.
But it's nice. It's ribbed.
And so you just go like this?
Yeah. It's awesome. I use it every day.
I know. I saw it in the picture because Emily's like, look at this tool.
Yeah, you guys, I feel like I've shown that. I have two of them.
I didn't see that.
I remember.
You did talk about it. You were going to share it with me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I was going to give it to you.
Yeah, to try out.
To try it out. Yeah, we were going to clean it in the washing machine.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. That's how you clean it. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, in the washer.
I don't really know. Maybe that's not true. But I will say it is the best thing I've ever used.
Is there
what's great about it. That's why I said it's not a fleshlight, because a fleshlight, I'm pretty sure, looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
And yes, it has the same effect of like the feeling of the vagina, but you come into it.
Yeah.
This is literally just open-ended on both sides.
Oh, so you squirt out.
So you just jizz out.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's just like instead of using your fucking hand, are using your hand, but it's just like, you know, it's kind of like you just have some like rubbery thing that just like feels like a vagina. So it's awesome.
Do you like thrust when you hold it or you jack it off? Do you thrust or jack off? Like, do you pretend like you're fucking
I understand what you're saying. No. Maybe the problem sometimes, is, okay, yeah, I don't know if it's like,
dude, I
hard
feel that.
Not to no, move.
I feel that. Yo,
but no, like sometimes I'll sit down.
Yeah, no, sometimes when I'm laying down and jacking off or whatever, like at the last fucking cum, like I definitely lift my
you're lifting
my pelvis in the air, like I'm really fucking it, you know?
I see.
Just like,
I don't know if my shit, maybe actually, okay, that's insane.
Showing an example.
Yeah, that's not good. Let's not put that on TV.
It's not TV though.
Right.
that would be rated R.
Yeah, that would be I don't want to watch that. But yeah, so I don't know why we got on the topic of the jerking off tool.
I forgot.
Yo, you called it a fleshlight and I was offended.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a fleshlight.
Yo, it's funny though, because I was talking to this girl about like how the double standard. She was like, there's a double standard, but like I don't think it's weird for like girls to have toys, but like if I talk to a guy and he has a toy, I think that's so fucking weird.
I agree.
You have a toy.
Well, that's different. It's for me. No. Is she talking about
that's
like
what she's talking about? No, like she's like a guy who's like single.
I agree. That's fucking awkward as shit. Like I you feel have like it's a toy. Weird. Yeah, but it was sent to me. There's nothing I could do about that.
But you use it every day.
Okay, but if you had it, you would use it too, is what I'm trying to say.
So it's weird though.
No, it is.
Has any girl said anything about it to you?
I honestly haven't had a girl in my shower in a minute. That's what I'm trying to say.
Would you hide it?
No. Why would I hide it? Because at the end of the day, if you fucked me already, which is more than likely the only way you're getting to my shower is if we have fucked, it would be pretty hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you went into the bathroom, you happened to see it and we didn't bang yet. But I understand that because I think if a dude just bought a fleshlight, I'd be like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, because I didn't buy it.
Oh, you don't think it's weird.
It's no longer weird.
Yo, no, Emily wanted to go with me and buy one. I was like, Emily, I don't want one. What are you tripping about?
Well, I will say this. It definitely is the best thing I've ever gotten.
Oh, shit.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's like it holds you over. It's, from like fucking.
No. I'm still just as sad every time I jerk off.
Dude, it's like, it's weird though. Like I understand that pain now and like, that's why I was horny and that's like, I had to say, yo, talking about things in your house, when my ex came over, like she saw that I still had things of hers like there because I didn't like clean up or any, like I didn't like throw away her tampons and that made her feel better about herself.
Throw away. Oh. I had a different image.
No. Not dirty tampons.
That's what I was thinking. No, you've had dirty tampons in your house for months.
No. Like she saw in like her toothbrush and shit. I was like,
yeah, I always leave that shit out.
Fuck it.
I feel like it's actually better.
It's
because
me,
if another girl sees it, she's like, oh, this guy's fucking other girls.
Well, to me, it's like also I'm trying to cock block myself a lot lately.
So wait, are you saying
I'm doing bad? I'm doing things like.
Are you saying that it's blocking your cock to have the tampons there?
I'm trying. Like I'm making sure my house is still staged as if like I have a girlfriend, so that like I don't bring a girl over.
Well, okay. First off, that doesn't correlate.
I feel like this is the new thing.
It doesn't correlate because you still have the you don't have to even invite her over. So you're saying the only reason you don't invite her over is because you leave the tampons around?
No, the only reason, like, that's why I don't go on dates with girls or bring them, like, back. Or
just
anything.
Because you don't want them to see the tampons?
Just because, no, the tampons are giving me the cock block. So it's making me feel like, the other thing that cock blocks me, which I love, is that, like, my cat has ripped up my whole couch. So, like, oh I'm like, God. Okay, so my couch looks like shit, so I'm not going to bring a girl over.
So that's what it really is about. It's not about the tampons.
It's both.
Oh.
Dude, there is one thing though. When I was trying to clean out some shit of hers, like I went to like the
cat or your ex?
My ex. Like there was
cleaning her?
No. She had like a nightstand by my bed or whatever, and she had some stuff in it.
Oh.
And there was like her what's it called? The butt plug in there.
Oh.
And I'm not gonna lie, I did some sus shit.
No, you didn't.
I did some sus shit.
No, you didn't. You put it in your ass.
No.
Oh.
I put it in my mouth and came.
No. No,
bro, I was very horny and very lonely and very sad.
Well, no. Time out. You're not talking about without her there. You're talking about without her there.
Without her there, bro.
Without her there?
I was very lonely at this time.
No, I don't care.
I was very horny. I had not had sex for at least a month and a half at this time. And there was just a butt plug. And I reminded myself, oh, shit.
You put it in your mouth?
I fucked her. And I put it in my mouth while I fucking jacked off. And I came with it in my fucking mouth.
No, you didn't.
It didn't. It just tastes like
okay.
Metal.
And this
but
is,
it was all imaginary. It was in the brain.
So,
bro.
Time out. What were you watching?
Nothing, dude.
Were you envisioning fucking her
in the ass
while licking her used butt plug?
Yeah, it was a very low night. I say low.
And then
I threw it away. And then I threw away the butt plug.
I'd probably fucking burn that. Yeah, that thing is going to California. I would throw it into the Pacific Ocean. Bro.
I was very like disgusted at myself afterwards.
Okay, and you just came at me about the fucking fleshlight in my bathtub? Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't come at you with it.
You say, oh, that's kind of gross. Actually, I just stuck a girl's butt plug that is used in my mouth and came jerked off when she wasn't there.
Bro.
What?
I'm lonely out here.
No, there's no excuse for that. That's what I'm saying. You should have got the fucking jerk off tool. Because you know, I can't believe you're just like, no, I can't do that. That just crosses the line.
I didn't say that. A girl said that. A girl said that it was weird.
You said it was weird
I'm
when
not
Emily
a hater
said
against sex, bro. Anything you want to do, you can fucking do, bro.
The one thing though,
when you have sex with your ex, she's down to do more shit than when you don't. Like, she ate my ass. And I was like, oh, yeah.
What?
I was like,
what is going on?
Yeah, it was.
This and, shit is really fucking took you for a loop. This put you on a bender.
To be honest, a little bit.
A little bit of a bender.
Well, dude, the anal thing happened before I fucked her. So I was like craving it that much. I was telling a girl, I was like, bro, I'm getting so horny. I was like, jacking off sucks dick now.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
Like, dude, when you're in a relationship, if you jack off like once a month, that shit is nice. It's like, oh, this is different.
Like fun.
Yeah. Now, bro, I feel like my balls are starting to hurt. I think I'm fucking jacking off. And it's just like, my balls hurt. I don't know why, but I don't like it.
Are you, how many times are you jerking off a day?
Sometimes two.
Okay. That's not bad.
Sometimes four.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. Wait. Wait, is that accurate?
No.
Have you done four last 3 weeks?
I came four times the day that I had sex with my ex because I came like,
Twice or three times with her?
Three times with her. I was fucking her all night, bro. And then I ate her out for literally probably an hour and a half, dude.
Yeah, that I miss you sex is crazy.
Bro, I was just like, yo, pussy is so tasty today.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, I was like, dude, vagina?
No, it's not bad.
Just
it's
looking
really
at
bad.
It and just like, ooh, I just want it in my mouth.
It gets a bad rep.
I told her to just sit on my face.
Oh.
And then I ate her ass too for a while.
Oh.
Because she did it to me. I was like, down for
yeah,
hers,
yeah, you had to be nice. I'm happy you reciprocated. Because, yeah, you would have got punished.
Oh.
By the crowd.
By the
angry mob, the reciprocate.
Yeah. No, I was.
They only fuck with it if you.
I liked it a lot.
Honestly, I'm kind of down. I'm thinking about it. I don't know what that means.
There was one of my girls that are friends that I was talking to. I feel like she was kind of like taken aback by like me fucking my ex a little bit. But it's also because so what happened was the podcast ended, right? And I was pretty sad. And then like that night. I put my phone on do not disturb, and she thought the girl that like is my friend, she thought, oh, he must just be really sad. And she was like texting me like, hey, like if you want somebody to talk to, like whatever, like I'm
here.
And
you were getting your dick wet.
And then I told her the next day that that's what happened. And she was like,
you probably hurt her feelings.
I don't know if I hurt her feelings or what it was, but
I think you hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
If she was trying to reach out to you.
And like I said, I just need time to think. That's why.
Oh no. Now you're going to put that image in all these girls' heads right now. And you're like, I just need some time to think. He's fucking other bitches. And be like, well, honestly, that's kind of crazy. I haven't, I was going to mention, today, I did jerk off twice, which is a very rare thing
with
the tool.
Me.
With the tool.
Do you only jerk off with the tool now?
There was a moment where I switched to the other one.
But
the reason yes is just because it's easy. That's what I'm saying. It's easier than jerking off by yourself.
Yeah. Do you ever like touch your like gooch or something while you fucking come?
Negative.
Like, do you grab your own balls?
Negative.
Ever? You never grabbed your own? Do you ever like just like get close but not really grab it so it's not like weird but like you're kind of doing it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. That's what I thought. No, honestly, I understand what you're saying. The thing is, like, yo, I don't get wild with it. I only get wild with shit if, like, I'm fucking a girl. But if it's for me, I'm just like, I'm kind of like a cheese pizza kind of guy.
Yeah, I just need it to feel
like
good.
Like, give me a regular slice.
Like, sometimes it's just like extra.
You need a little pepperoni.
Well, bro, especially because I don't get sex anymore.
Well, I haven't. Well.
Have you not fucked in a while?
The only person I've banged was my neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you still bang her?
No, she gave me the talk of like, hey, I like you. And I was like, yeah.
I don't.
Understand.
Oh, you understand.
I was like, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense. You know, I've heard this before.
Yeah, I was like, all right, cool. No, honestly, yeah, it was just one of those things where she knew, though, because it was actually right after Canada. And, you know, I don't know.
Damn, that was a long time ago you fucked her then.
Yeah. Well, not right after. I was chilling for a little bit after. And then, yeah. And then for a couple weeks and then, but I was just getting over a pretty like big situation in some sense. And at the same time, I don't know, she's cool, but also I wasn't in the position yet. Remember? I mean, I was broke as shit. I was still figuring it out. So I'm still kind of in that mode where I'm like, work is first. But also I think it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the conversation, which is, I think we're waiting for that really, really special one, or that one that's on that super crazy energy that we have that chemistry with. And I think that she's like dope. She's a hustler, but she, I don't know. There's something about her. She's, and honestly, if she heard this, she knows that I'm not joking when I say this. She's pretty basic, but she's like admits to it.
Oh. So it's okay.
So it's like, there's nothing wrong with that.
She's basic.
Yes. She knows she's basic. I think like she leans into it. It's almost like she knows and she likes. She knows and she likes.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm saying.
No, there's a lot of guys that like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's just not my energy. I like a little bit more of like a intricate type of vibe. And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, it's just two different personalities in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I she pretty much just gave me like a voice note of like, hey, like if I keep fucking, I'm gonna get attached. And I was like, yeah, I understand that. Let's just not do that anymore. So then we had one moment where it was kind of like your ex thing.
Yeah,
like she was drunk, sort of, and hits me up. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm reading a book in my bed. She's like, I'm gonna come over. And I was like, I literally said text message direct.
This is only sex?
No, I said, you need to understand that I am not saying yes to this unless you understand what you're doing.
Mm.
I literally point blank to her face said, you got to understand that.
That's kind of what I said to my ex before she came and fucked me.
Yeah.
I literally
you
said
gotta, You got to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fucking around with that, bro. Don't hit me up and then I fuck you. I do not want to hear it the next day that I did that shit.
Yeah.
Please. That's what I'm saying. I didn't hit you up. I'm not trying to fucking force myself onto you. None of that shit.
Well, I hit my ex up, but...
Oh. Wait, that doesn't work then. That's not good.
I told her, though. I know it wasn't good, and I said this is a low moment for me.
Oh. As long as you say it's a low moment,
but
you're
I did
good.
Tell her, though, too. I was like... But also, that's what I'm saying. She was talking to other guys, so it was good. I felt good. I was happy. I was like, oh,
I mean, yeah, you were happy. You got good. What you wanted.
I was like, oh, she likes other dudes.
Does she?
Well, she did, like, she, like...
Yeah, right. Yeah. She did. Well, and now she doesn't anymore.
Well, no.
That's good, Jay.
No. It wasn't because of me. They were already done, and then I came, and then, yeah.
Three times.
Yeah.
And then she was good. And then she didn't like you anymore.
No.
Again.
No.
Have you talked since?
Yeah. But,
oh, Jesus Christ.
But not on, like, a regular basis at all.
Yeah.
Like,
just
I said Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God. Jay, you're a Merry Christmas guy?
Well, I felt like this time around. Also, I
felt like this Christmas.
I also, like, texted my first ex Merry Christmas, but also it was just...
No.
The reason is because I was trying to strategize how am I going to, like, mention, like, yo, come on the pod. And then I did that. Well, because she had told me previously that she was spending this Christmas alone.
Oh.
And I was like, I hope you didn't do that because that's sad. And
oh.
Then, and, yo, she didn't answer that question.
Oh.
So I think she did. So now I felt bad too.
It's either she did or she didn't and didn't know how to tell you.
No. Like, because I was telling her the first time we talked on the phone about it, I was like, nah, you, like what? Okay, this is the thing. She, you know what I realized about her?
What?
Is that the guy she dates now, she doesn't feel comfortable being herself.
Well,
whereas like with me, it was like not like for example, she's dating a guy, and they've been dating for 8 months, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, why don't you like go with him? And she's like, oh, he's gonna be with his family or whatever. I'm like.
That's weird. Yeah, well, if you guys are dating, why don't you hang
8 out? 8 months? And she's like, I don't know. I feel like that's too soon. I'm like, 8 months?
Too soon? That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. It's Christmas, and you're going to be alone instead?
That's, and so you're saying that she's just like
not comfortable, like, opening up to these guys, I feel like. Cause
yeah.
I mean, this guy is, like, apparently... He's like a top coder at like Facebook or some crazy shit.
Oh.
I'm like, where do you meet these fucking dope people?
Yeah.
And she's like, there's like bars where like rich guys go in like San Francisco. I was like, oh, okay.
So is she afraid to open up because she's going to get hurt, or is she afraid to open up because she doesn't feel
she
like
she doesn't want to fumble the bag, I think.
Well, I'll tell you right now. That's the easiest
way. He has a boat.
That's the easiest way to fumble the bag.
He has a fucking boat.
Is a yacht?
I was like, yo, get me on that boat.
Yeah, fuck it. I ain't going to his family's house either. Play the long game.
Oh.
Is that what it is? I guess
that's what I think it is.
She's playing like the 7-year plan?
I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. That's what I'm saying.
Wait him out.
But yo, you want to know what her response to me asking her on the podcast? She kind of shitted on me a little bit, but
oh,
she said, so the premise is your ex-girlfriend comes on to recap your relationship from 10 years ago, ?
Jesus Christ. Shitted on you. Holy fuck.
And I was
fuck.
Like, yes, exactly. And she's like, okay, I'm down.
Oh, okay. Like, at least she agreed to it.
Yeah.
There's nothing
yeah.
wrong with that.
Yeah.
I feel like she's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Are we good?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you guys got some final laughs. I guess back to the hiatus.
Yeah, you can always listen to the podcast. It's going to be out there. So if you want to ever re-listen to episodes, here for you.
Yeah, they're on there. And make sure to go listen to fucking Jay's Peculiar Mind. Keep up with your boy. I'm sure we're going to be doing some shit here and there. Look at our socials. I would say like, comment, and subscribe, but you don't even have to do that anymore.
No.
Well, you have to like, comment, and subscribe, Jay's Peculiar Mind. Go rate the pod. Go follow, subscribe the pod. So Spotify.
Well, May 1st is where it's going to drop. There's
Apple
YouTube
Music.
Channel. I will put it in the link in the bio.
Nice. All right. And then, I don't know what to do with me. Just, follow me, I guess, on Instagram.
Yo, if you need dating advice now that we're not here anymore...
Yeah. No, literally. I think honestly, a lot of people came here for some life advice.
Yeah.
So now you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Unless you DM me and you come up with a really good story,
like it has to be good. Like
no, really, it has to be like like my cat died and
like
I just
your,
really
your
feel
arm
terrible.
Was cut off and then you had to replace your arm with your dick that it was surgically removed and then you put it on your
arm.
I'm
gonna be honest, if you said that to me, I'd probably say I'm not gonna answer this.
You wouldn't?
No.
I would
unless they sent me a picture.
If that is you, come on my podcast. Oh.
That's the perfect audience.
You got
a dick for our hand? Come on, Jay. Just feel your mind.
That's what I'm trying to look for. If you guys have guest ideas, hit me up. All right.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Doo 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 doo.
Sad days.
Did you finish? No. Bye bye.